This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The mother of Elijah McClain is angry about the not guilty verdict of one of the Aurora officers charged in her son's death. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry talked to Shanine McClain late Monday.
Shanine McClain said that despite what it looks like, the officers, quote, did not get away with it. She said, quote, the truth they tried to hide about how they murdered my son has been shown to the world. She continued, quote, that everyone who was present during the night of my son's murder will have an eternity of punishment and shame to face. No one will ever forget what they did, she said. At McClain's request, she's asked activist groups angry at the verdict to not protest in her son's name. Shanine said, to spread awareness about the injustices in the legal system, please post news stories. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Home buyers in Colorado Springs saw an uptick in housing prices last month. The latest numbers from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors show a $10,000 jump in the median price for a single-family home. That higher October price sits at $485,000, equal to the yearly high price in June. Those homes are now sitting on the market for an average of 45 days, up from 38 in September. And today is Election Day in Colorado. Voters have until 7 p.m. to cast their ballots. There are hundreds of drop boxes open around the state, but voters do need to use a box in their county of residence. Colorado allows same-day registration and voting at any vote center, but if you plan on registering today, you will need to show proof of identity and address. There's more information about how to cast your ballot in our voter guide at cpr.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.